Can you imagine what it was like when God, here in this scripture reading, established for his people a new calendar? And that's where this originated from, in the first part of Exodus chapter 12. And then began to give them instructions about this celebration that they're to have before, just prior to their leaving. He said, on the 10th day of this month, I want you to set aside a lamb. It's to be a male of the first year, no blemish. And you set it aside for 4 days for a particular purpose. And then you kill it. You put the blood, dip the hyssop into it, put the blood on both sides of the doorpost, over the top of it. You're to eat all of the flesh with unleavened bread. And then verse 11 through 13, he told them how to eat it. He said, this was to be eaten unlike any other meal. He said, you're to eat it with your cloak tucked in. Now, if you lived during this time, you would understand exactly what he was saying. He said, this is the way you get ready to march. This is the way you get ready to take a trip. You have these robes, and if you're going to be walking, as they did almost everywhere they went, then you didn't want these long robes to get in the way, so you reached down and gathered them up in a prescribed way. You tucked them in a sash at your waist, and now you're ready to walk. He said, so tuck your cloak in, put your sandals on, have your staff in your hand, and he said, and eat it quickly. So that wouldn't be any problem for some of us, because some of us kind of inhale our food anyway, but you weren't to dwell over this meal. Eat it and eat it quickly. And then verse 29 through 33, Pharaoh finally said, let my people go. After all this time, you remember he started out when Moses came to him and said, God, Jehovah God, Yahweh said, let his people go. You remember what he said? He said something he's going to live to regret. He said, who is God that I should obey him? He knows now, doesn't he? Let's sing some songs together.